My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 411 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, I hope you are having a great day, a great weekend. My weekend has been quite productive, actually. You know, people might think that some people get bored, and me, I don't actually have enough hours during the day because I'm building stuff, you know. That's really cool. So, yeah, it's been really productive, even though it's like Sunday and stuff. You know, doesn't matter to me, doesn't make a difference, because what I'm building now is for the ages, and then it will just roll without my intervention. As I said, I would like to take this this period of confinement and crisis to, you know, work on my stuff, work on my craft, and come a lot stronger afterwards. Okay, so for today I wanted to talk to you about lifestyle. Okay, so as you know, I'm all about the lifestyle, man. That's what motivates me. I want to have a lifestyle where I have a choice, right? So, you know, the name of this podcast hasn't been chosen like randomly. Freedom by choice is actually what I'm after, right? Because, you know, as I explained, freedom is, for me, is just the manifestation of something that's actually a lot deeper. So it's a layer under that, which is choice. All right, you're free because you can choose what you want to do, right? If you don't have a choice, then you don't have that freedom. If they slap you in jail or something, then you're not you don't have a choice to kind of like go out and stuff, right? So I'm all about the lifestyle, and everything I do, it has to go through my kind of like lifestyle litmus test to see if it's going to it's going to be conflicting with my lifestyle. Okay, so the kind of lifestyle I want to talk to you about is from a different angle. Okay, and this is something that people don't necessarily talk to you about, and they will actually like lead you in the wrong direction, either by telling that to you or by example. Okay, so here's the thing. I know people, some friends and stuff, who basically whatever. I mean, regardless, So they work hard, right? They will work hard to get a promotion and make more money and all that kind of stuff. But regardless how much money they make, they always end up in the same trouble, and they are unable to actually save any money, all right? And they have a great lifestyle and stuff, but I'm like, how can you not save money? I don't understand that. What happened there, all right? And it actually, everything has to do with the lifestyle. Okay, so let me explain this. This is actually quite dangerous. And I don't think enough people warn you about this. It is actually very dangerous. So here's the thing. So let's say you were working in a company. I don't know, you were making $2,000 or something a month, and then next thing you know, you start your business, and then you start making $4,000 that go in your pocket, right? So what happens very often, and more often than not, is this: is that you were perfectly fine with the $2,000, right? But once you start making more, guess what happens? Then you start spending more. Okay? Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying, oh man, you'll keep the money. And no, dude, you worked hard for it, right? You worked hard, so you want to reward yourself, and you start spending more. So your lifestyle actually changes, right? From when you were an employee or something to when you have your business and stuff, your lifestyle changes. And obviously, I mean, people change, people evolve. So I'm not, expecting someone to stay exactly the same. So it's normal that people change. And depending on the kind of like the level of income that people have, then it will change. But here's the thing. One thing is that what I see is a discrepancy between what you need and what you actually kind of like start buying and stuff, and what you get for yourself. Okay, so just to explain now, let's say for example, you were perfectly fine at 2,000, right? And then now you started making more, and then you started buying all these things that you don't actually need, right? These are like, I don't know, like distractions or maybe stuff that you've always wanted. And please understand, I've done the same thing. Once you start getting access to money, you're going to, in the beginning, you're going to blow it, right? You're going to blow your money on stuff. But there is blowing your money on stuff for like a few months and everything. And then, you come back to your senses saying, well, I need to, I need to be smarter about this, which is, what I did. I mean, to be honest, I blew money in ridiculous stuff. I'm even ashamed to say it. But so there is the temporary one, but the most dangerous one, and nobody tells you about it, is the long-term one, where your lifestyle would change in the sense that everything you do will start getting a lot more expensive. So you'll get a bigger car, then you're going to pay like you have like car payments on that. You move to a bigger house. Regardless if you need that house or not, then your rent is higher, and then you start buying all these things with like credit or whatever. And then next thing you know, you were living perfectly fine. It's not like you were miserable or anything, but now what happens is that your expenses are actually a lot higher, right? And it's not necessarily the problem that they're higher. If they're higher because you need that stuff, then yeah, no problem. But they're higher than what you will actually need. Okay? So this is not a problem, I will say, until something goes bad. Okay? So, dude, I'm making 10 grand a month. My expenses is 5 grand. It's fine. I'm living the life and all that kind of stuff. But what happens when there is a big recession, there's something bad happens. And now, one thing that people don't like to do is to go back. All right? Nobody wants to go back in time, right? So I don't know. I will have a very hard time going back to living as I was living when I was a student, when you're broke and all that kind of stuff, because your kind of like standards and expectations, they kind of rise, right? So if you have this lifestyle that keeps getting more sophisticated, sophisticated, and sophisticated, this is when you see those athletes or something, and you hear this guy went broke, and I was like, but how, right? Because the more money they had, the more money they were spending buying, I don't know, tigers, and people had planes and like 15 cars and houses and stuff, right? But when things started going bad, because they already had those things, they didn't want to go back to a place where, look, I'm going to sell all that stuff. I'm going to live in a tiny apartment. It's fine until I get back on my feet. No, your kind of like ego kicks in, and the like kind of like the public shame of moving backwards. This will actually cause your downfall in that case. And this is how these people end up being broke, right? I know people who kind of blew money, right? They blew their money, but they're still trying to live that same lifestyle that they kind of like built when they had money. And this is very, very dangerous. If you're not careful about this thing, then if everything goes well, then you're not going to realize it and worry too much about it. But you realize it as soon as something bad happens. This is when you're screwed. This is when you're going to start spending way more money than there is money coming in. And this is when you're just basically running going straight to the wall, right? Especially if you have this kind of like pride or ego of, look, I need to maintain the appearances and what are other people going to think and stuff like this, right? So, the message that I want to give you here is, obviously you guys, you're going to work on your business and once you're going to be successful, obviously I want you to be able to kind of like celebrate it. And because this is your blood, sweat, and tears that you put in there so that you're able to get the rewards, right? But once you get those rewards, I want you to please to keep in the back of your head what I just told you, that, kind of like upgrading your lifestyle to some standards that you don't actually need could be very, very, very dangerous for you. So, if you look at my, because here's the thing, we have a tendency, generally, to kind of like let our money dictate kind of like who we are, right? The more money you have, and the more important you are, and you do those things, even though if you don't need them, you don't actually like them, but just because you have money, then it means that you have to go to all these like country clubs or something like that you probably hated before and you don't actually like going there, but just because you have money, and this starts basically dictating who you are. And one thing that I don't want to talk about me and stuff, but the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because I live this, right? And I can tell you my perspective and how my philosophy is. Look, my lifestyle hasn't really changed from when I was an employee. I was making good money, man. I mean, I had a pretty good job and stuff. I worked really hard to get those jobs. But even when I was getting raises and stuff, my life was pretty much the same. So if you look at my life today, so there is this this app from Tony Robbins. I don't know what it's called. I think I have it here somewhere. I don't know, but it's an app that basically helps you understand. It's called Money. If you look like Money by Tony Robbins, it's very interesting. I think I've already told you about it in a previous podcast, but it helps you know how much money you will need. If let's say you wanted to live for the next 20 years comfortably, how much do you actually need to save or have in your possession, right? Because we don't actually know this number. Some people are like, man, I need 50 million or something, when actually you don't actually need that much, and it's fascinating. You should do that exercise. I was doing this exercise, and it turns out that for my life, I need something between 2,000 and 2,500. I would say maybe 2,500 here, because I have to travel and exit the country every 60 days or something, which is going to change. But I'll say 2,000 euros, I'm fine. 2,000 euros, I have everything I need. And this hasn't changed. I mean, regardless, if I start making more, I create new businesses and all that kind of stuff. My life, I mean, it's not dictating who I am as a person, and my lifestyle hasn't really changed. Look, I have my this house here. It's pretty cool. I have a swimming pool. It's pretty calm. I eat at those small restaurants that I like. The food is very good. I have my scooter. I don't need to go and buy a Hummer or some big car or something like this. So my expenses for like gas and stuff, they're ridiculous. And plus, I don't actually have to leave the house or anything. So it's not like I drive a lot. And dude, I have a really simple life. I have a card that allows me to go play basketball. So that's a membership that I have, so I can play basketball. I can spend time with the kids, and then that's pretty much it. You know, so regardless, not that I'm not saying, oh, live in a cave and live like a student all your life and stuff. I'm saying if this is how, if this is how you are happy to live and you're happy living this, dude, I'm happy. I'm the happiest guy on the planet, right? If this is you, then you don't have to, you know, to change and start spending all this money for nothing, right? I'm very fortunate that I, very early on, I don't actually care about like brands and all that kind of stuff. So my girlfriend is, she's always like moaning, saying, oh, you have the same clothes. You've had the same clothes for the last 4 years since I know you and blah, blah, blah. Look at this. And I'm like, dude, I don't need more. I'm here in Bali. It's always sunny and stuff. Why do I need to go and buy all these fancy Hugo Boss thingies? I have like, slinglets and tank tops and stuff that I buy here for, I don't know, like $3-4 or something. They're perfectly fine. And I will wear those. I have the same shorts. I don't need 300 pair of shorts. I don't have to go to the office. These are comfortable. What do I need? Something else, right? And dude, my life is pretty simple. All right. But it's just because, so I don't know if it's because I'm like, like this as a person, or I kind of like discipline myself and it's a philosophy or something. But I have seen people who, as soon as they had access to money, they basically ended up with this crazy lifestyle, which basically they basically ended up hitting the wall, and then they went broke. All right. And before going broke, they had a chance actually to not to go broke by, cutting down on all these expenses and move back in a small, smaller place and all that kind of stuff, but they didn't, okay? So people don't tell you about this. And then that's what I was saying is you will have actually the examples of the opposite. People are going to show you, oh man, the Lamborghinis and the blah, 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 the travel this, the travel that, and then I'm staying at this mansion and all that kind of stuff, And, oh, I just bought this pair of shoes for like $500 and everything. And because of these examples, a lot of people, as soon as they start having access to money, then they end up, unnecessarily increasing their daily expenses. And, one day, things will go bad, okay? So, the kind of like my message here is you stay true to yourself. Who are you really? How much do you actually need to be happy? Me, I mean, the simpler my life is, the better, right? Honestly, there are a lot of like beach clubs, like, expensive beach clubs where, people go and you have all these influencers who are there, like drinking champagne and taking videos and selfies and all that kind of stuff to basically tell people, oh, look, my fake life is better than your fake life. My Instagram is better than yours. And I don't go there. I don't need that. Right. I'm pretty sure that, I do have the money to do it, but it's not me. Right. Me, I like to go with my friends. We go to a small warung, which is like, these small restaurants here, a small local restaurant, with a bunch of friends, and we have a good laugh, we chat, we do stuff, we spend a little bit of time with the kids and all that kind of stuff, very, very simple life. And regardless how much money I make, it's not going to change, right? I'm trying to be, not that I'm trying, that's, I don't know, that's what I do naturally. I'm being true to myself. Now, do I live in the same conditions as I was living when I was a student? No, right? I have a much bigger house. But if I look at, in terms of pricing, my house is cheaper than what I was paying in France for like a small studio, right? So, it's not like I went overboard and I pay $5,000 a month or something, where before I was paying maybe $800 or whatever. No, it's even cheaper. Now it's bigger because I live in a place where, you have more space and all that kind of stuff. But that's pretty much it. And, if you've been following me for a while, maybe you heard about the story There was this girl that I met in a small restaurant like this. So Amela, if you're listening, so we met one day because, you know, I went there and the whole thing was packed, right? And there was a table, she was sitting there, and I said, "Oh, sorry, do you mind if I sit here?" And yeah, we started talking and everything, and we became friends. So she moved to Australia or something afterwards. Me, I went left and right and everything. And, occasionally we were talking on Facebook or anything like this. And, I traveled to Australia. What was I doing in Australia? I went to see a friend in Australia. Then I went somewhere and I was like, "Oh, I'm in Australia. I'll go see her." So I went, to see her and stuff, where she was in Port Douglas. For a day, because, I was around. And anyway, so we were still in contact. And then one day she was going back to Sweden. So she's Swedish. And she told me, she was like, "Oh, well, I have to go back to Sweden, but my plane leaves from Bali. So do you know a place where, it's not too expensive? It's the end of my trip." She had been traveling for a year and a half. She was, she didn't have any money to spend on accommodation and stuff. And I said, "Oh yeah, well, you can come and stay here, for 2-3 days, because I think she had 2-3 days before her flight." So she was like, "Oh man, that's so nice." And I was like, "Yeah, it's fine, we're friends." So I went to pick her up at the airport, and then when we arrived home, right, and I opened the door, she froze. And she was like, "What? I didn't know you live like this." And I was like, "Well, yeah, I do." And she was like, "But you never told me. It didn't transpire. I didn't see you. I'm the same guy. I have my shorts. I mean, I had those shorts for 5 years or something, right? I've always been the same guy, right?" And she was very surprised to see where I lived and kind of my lifestyle, for me, that was... it was funny when she said this, I started laughing, but for me it was also a compliment of, "Dude, you've stayed true to yourself regardless how much money you make or how successful the business is, to the point where, she had no idea. Maybe she thought I was living in some guest house and stuff. I actually don't know what she was thinking when I said, "Oh, you can come to my house." Maybe she was thinking, "Well, this guy wants me to sleep in his bed or something." I had no idea, because she had actually no idea how I lived. It was really funny, but for me it was very flattering that she was surprised, because I've just remained a simple guy. Okay, so again, I'm just repeating myself. Be very careful. People don't actually tell you about this. They actually lead you in the wrong direction, thinking that once you make money, you need Rolexes and you need Ferraris and stuff like that. Before I leave you, there was this guy that I knew before, and I think I told you that in the previous episode. When my business started making quite a lot of money back when I was still working, it was like, "Oh man," because we used to go out together sometimes. I was like, "Oh, you know what, you should buy, with your money, you should buy a Rolex like this and show your black card to women in the bars, and you'll pick up women like crazy." And I was like, "Dude, no, well, why would I do that? I don't actually need to do it. It's not me, right? I have these watches that I bought in the US. I remember I bought these watches for $10 a piece, right? And these were plastic... plastic watches with the whole plastic was either green or blue or yellow or red or something, and so I could match it with the outfit and stuff, and I was like, "Ah, look, I have a red watch and I have red shoes," or something, something ridiculous. But he was like, "Oh, what are you doing, all these $10 watches? Buy a Rolex so you'll pick up girls." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't need a Rolex, man. I don't need this, it's not me." All right, so if you're a little bit like me, it's really not necessary. And there's a danger to this, is that once you have this, you don't want to go back. Nobody wants to go back. Trust me, nobody wants to go back. It's the hardest thing that people have to do. I admire people who have the courage to go back. People, for example, who have the courage to kind of like go back to school to learn stuff. You know, they already have a job, they've been working, they were earning money, but they decide that, you know what, I need to get some more education. They stop everything, they go back to their studies. I really respect those people, because that's the hardest thing, one of the hardest thing people have to do is to go back. Nobody wants to do that. So don't end up in that situation where you end up in a mix, in a kind of like you corner yourself in this lifestyle that you would like to kind of like maintain, and regardless what happens to you, to maintain appearances and stuff, it's really not worth it. Okay. So so that's pretty much it, guys. I really hope that it will help some of you, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebongé. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they will show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community. All right? So what I want to ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day, and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebongé.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.